escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilliam. Joining us now in studio is Elliott Shore Park, ESP. Sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how we doing?
What up? How you guys doing? It's an exciting day around here.
It is. There's a lot going on. Eagles Radiothon, the Phillies and Mets. Yep. And of course, yesterday, the 53-man roster was the initial 53. It'll change. But
which
it was
will
announced.
Change probably any minute.
Yes.
All
right, so what hit you when the first 53 was announced and how they did it? Like, what was your big takeaway just looking at the roster?
Yeah, so I will say, in all honesty, one of the more boring cutdown days I think they've had in recent years. I feel like a lot of times in training camp and in the preseason, there's a player that we're all kind of like foaming at the mouth, like, got to keep this guy. Like, you can't possibly cut this guy. There wasn't any of those guys this year. So when the final cuts came out, definitely interesting and noteworthy that Darius Cooper made it, undrafted free agent from a small school. The fact he played well enough.
Tarleton.
You'll get it.
But that's awesome for him. Like, that's a good story. But, you know, the more I look at who they kept Cam Williams, the offensive tackle out of Texas. They kept Miles Hinton on IR, but they kept him. They kept, like, young tackles. You guys talked, I think it was on your show, Lane talked about, like, the potential of
It was on the afternoon show.
It was on the afternoon show.
But we talked about it, after he was on.
You know, it's interesting they kept all these young tackles when Lane's talking so openly about, hey, it could be a year, it could be 2 years. So, overall, I would say the roster cuts, no, like, major splashes or craziness. But, those would be my takeaways.
All right, so now they just waived Trevor Keegan before you came on. So, procedurally, why do you think they did that? Like, they didn't do it yesterday. They did it today.
So there's a couple reasons. One, if you waive him today, in theory, teams have already, like, I think he's less likely to get claimed if you waive him today than yesterday.
Okay.
So you waive him yesterday, the whole league is looking around and saying, all right, who can we claim, who can we not? Mm. I think today there will be waiver claims announced at 12. So we will find out very soon if the Eagles have claimed anybody. But I think by cutting Keegan today, A, he's probably less likely to get claimed. But the other thing is they created a roster spot. So that probably means they think they're going to get awarded someone on waivers, or maybe there's a trade coming, and that's what they needed the roster spot for.
Elliot, when you saw the 53, when it was kind of laid out, what stood out in terms of strengths and weaknesses? I mean, you kind of knew it anyway, and you've been watching it all summer anyway, but when it's kind of laid out there for you, what's standing out to you right now is like, all right, that's really stronger than most years, and that looks weak.
I think it's the safety spot. I think the safety spot is the weakness on this team right now. Sidney Brown, unproven. Andrew Makuba, unproven and injured. And I actually think that if Sidney had had a great training camp, or if Makuba had had a great training camp where he stayed healthy, maybe you don't keep Tristan McCollum. Maybe you keep Andre Sam or someone that's a little more developmental. Tristan McCollum, to me, the purpose he serves is week one against Dallas, he could go in if you need him to. And I don't think you could say that as strongly about Andre Sam or, frankly, Andrew Makuba. So I think if they add somebody of substance, look, it could be at a number of positions. It could be at edge. It could be at corner. But I think the weakest position room on their roster is safety.
So as we are 8 days away from the opener, do you think, like if you had a guess right now, will they add something of substance before next week? Or is this, because I heard Howie yesterday, we played the cut of talking about.
He said he's not done.
Yeah. And he said we're going to kind of see, I'm paraphrasing, but play it out the first few weeks. And if we need to make some changes, we will. That struck me as, like last year, they're going to see what they have for 3 or 4 weeks, and then they'll make changes.
I think they would like to add something of substance. Now, the tough thing is, you got to have a team willing to trade you something of substance. And while we can sit here and say, look, we know a team like the Carolina Panthers, they're not going to be good this year. It's easy for us to sit here and say that, and it's really easy for the Eagles to call them, but they also have to believe in themselves a little bit too. So I think they would like to trade something of note, like a high-ish draft pick for a quality starter, but it just might be hard to do this time of the year. But all offseason, the vibe I've gotten is, they know they have a treasure chest of draft picks to go improve the roster with. And you've seen them start to do it already. Fred Johnson, Sam Howell, Ja'Quarion Bennett. I think they are ready and willing to deal for somebody of note.
All right, you mentioned Sam Howell, the new quarterback. And I didn't realize till yesterday, because Howie spoke about that trade, and he said he watched him play on the Thursday night game.
Yeah, against Kenny Pickett.
That was the binoculars game.
Yep, that was the binoculars game.
I didn't think about who the other quarterback
Scouting
was.
Scouting quarterbacks, by the way. So you remember, if my timing is correct, this was after the 2021 season when they were looking for another quarterback. Obviously worked out well with Jalen.
Yep.
So yeah, scouting quarterbacks.
Yeah, and he landed
Get
both quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got them both. What is the Sam Howell? Do you buy it that the Sam Howell thing would have happened anyway, or do you think it has to do with concern over when Tanner McKee is going to be ready to be the two, health wise?
So I think it's kind of both. Not to hedge here, but I think if Tanner doesn't suffer the injury he did to his hand, then you don't need him as much for week one because McKee can be your backup. But because you don't know if McKee will be ready, I think it increases the need for Howell. That being said, I think Sam Howell is a very, very good backup. I think he's arguably a better backup than Tanner McKee is. Tanner McKee might be a better player, but Sam Howell's thrown for 4,000 yards in the NFL. That is not... There's a decent chance Tanner doesn't throw for 4,000 yards in a season.
Now,
he has to get
fair,
a chance to start.
Like 900 were against that bad Eagles defense
still,
2 years ago.
Still, yes. So... So I think it has something to do with that, but I also think he's a really good backup quarterback, and their roster is better with him on it than not.
Elliot Truparks with us here. Eagles cut downs yesterday. All right, Elliot, camp is done. We are 8 days away from the opener. Do you feel better or worse about the roster since the summer started?
I feel worse. I feel worse about the team since training camp started. I value training camp. I put a lot of stock into it. I didn't think Jalen had a great training camp. They missed a lot of time with injuries. I don't think they had players step up at positions of need. Like, we could talk about Jahad Campbell was better than expected. Moro Jomo was better than expected. But we went into camp saying, let's see who's going to be the corner. Let's see who's going to be the safety. And I don't think we leave camp feeling any better at those positions. And preseason games are not the end of the world, but I did not think they looked sharp in the last two preseason games. Nick talks about how training camp and preseason games are a time to get your fundamentals down, get sharp, get like a well-oiled machine. They don't look like that right now to me. So they have a ton of talent. I think they're going to win a lot of games. I'm not sitting here and saying they're going to go 9-8, but I feel worse about the team than I did before.
Hugh, you feel the same way? Because I feel the same as Elliot. I didn't get answers to the questions I wanted answers to. I don't feel as strongly about them as I did 3 weeks ago.
Are we talking about the defense
in
particular?
The whole team. Well, because Elliot mentioned injury. Offense has been more injuries, right? Lannon's been out. Yeah. AJ's been out. And then the defense has been about the guys we're not sure about.
Yeah, and that's why I said it's the potential for, even though you look at the warts and the things that the Dallas Cowboys are dealing with, you potentially have a chance to catch the Eagles slipping. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it's going to be a lot tighter than everybody else does.
I agree with you.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But I think that the Eagles are going to squeak it out. We're going to go through growing pains these next 4 weeks. That's how it always is. That's just how the NFL is set up now with these three preseason games and the fact that most of the starters don't play. We're going to go through growing pains, but they feel like those four games are enough to get them going so that when they hit their stride, they can just keep moving forward and you know, get to where they ultimately want to be.
Well, and to piggyback off that, like, I'm a big style points guy. I think there's certain games where you got to not only win, you got to win with style. You have to look good winning. I don't think these first four games are that. Like, they could win each of these games 3-0, and obviously we would talk about the concerns from their performances. But as long as you can avoid a 1-3 start, I think 2-2. Like, if you told me right now you can sign up for 2-2 or you can play it out and see what happens, I would take 2-2. Because I think the first four games are tough. I think that they've missed a lot of time with injuries with their starters. I don't think they'll play their best football in the first 4 weeks of the season. Like, a lot of teams don't play their best football. And I don't think you can win the Super Bowl in the first 4 weeks, but I think you can lose it. And if they start 1-3, their season is more than likely over.
Well, look at the Bengals in recent years. They've basically missed the playoffs because of September. Right. Like, you can.
I mean, and not just missing the playoffs. I mean, look, last year they were the 2 seed, so I'm not going to say they lucked into home field because they were 2. But the 1 seed lost, so they ended up with it. It is important to have games at home in the playoffs. And to have, I mean, we've seen the 2 years they went to the Super Bowl, they had home field. The 2 years they didn't, they started on the road. So the first four games of the season are huge for making sure you don't put yourself in a hole.
Well, we're going to see it when they kick it off next week. But Elliot, what's your gut feeling right now on what it's going to look like stylistically? Because we know that we've talked all offseason they might throw more, right? That maybe this is a year they open it up, new coordinator. But I'm sure you saw too, the article of Saquon Barkley, Sports Illustrated last week, and he was talking about how he feels he's just entering his prime. You said he looked good all camp. I think they're going to come out and run the football a lot again until he shows he's not that guy.
So this year in training camp, Saquon had, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but Saquon had, I think it was 91 carries with the first team offense. In 2024, so last year's training camp, he had 47.
Wow.
So he touched it over twice as much, almost to the point where I wonder if their sports science team has decided the best way to keep someone going is just to keep them going and not back off of them. But to your point, I think this is going to look almost exactly like it did last year. Now, the flip side of that is if a team comes out and is focused on the run, then you have to throw it. Mm-hmm. But I think they're going into the year saying Saquon is arguably the best player in the entire NFL. Let's give him the ball. And I do think one other change you might see is throwing the ball deep. Last year, they were 18th in deep attempts, but 4th in completion percentage. So I think trying that more would be advantageous to them.
Well, they're good at it. It's probably the thing Jalen does the best in the passing game.
Well, and also if the opposing defense is crashing the box to stop the run, you get one-on-ones outside, you throw deep.
And you get explosives.
Yes.
Yeah. And Saquon might not get as many explosives. It's tough to do that. All right, before we let you go, Elliot, you have a Phillies take for us?
Yeah, I think people are being a little delusional about this team right now. I think they were exposed these last two nights. Mm-hmm. I was on board to be excited, burn the boats. I love it, but
it's called copium.
Yeah, well, they're just not good enough, and it's unfortunate. But it's like when the Sixers were on their downfall. We can talk ourselves into it. We've seen it. We know who they are. And I think the last two games have shown this is an emotional Phillies team. And to lose the way they did the last two nights, I think now it really starts to set in. Zach Wheeler's not there. I am worried about the division, number one, but like, I think they really got exposed the last two nights. So I lost a lot of faith in this team. Faith I was trying to muster, to be honest. But even that, like, I've lost.
So I don't fully agree on everything, but I do think you hit something on the emotion. Like, they wrote a week without Wheeler. Like, and now it might be setting in that he's not here.
Well, it's also noteworthy to me that in Sanchez's first actual start as an ace, like, meaningful game.
At the Mets, yeah.
He was bad. Yeah. And now he's been awesome this year. But, like, it's different to take the ball when it's game one on the road of a big series as the ace, as opposed to, like, starting a game at home when Wheeler just got hurt. So I didn't love that. Duran's not looked awesome. Bryce had a good game last night, but also in that top of the ninth, where they go 1-2-3 on how many pitches? Like, so I think we know these teams' flaws and this team's flaws, and it's obvious it's going to hurt him in the postseason.
Well, I mean, that's what it's been the last couple of years. It has been.
Elliot.
Kyle.
Sorry. Do you have any advice for Hugh making a dating profile?
Well, sorry. Give me a little more.
All right. Well, recently Hugh said for 2024.
Well, I'm going to start actively dating.
Well, that's exciting. He just had his birthday, so he said he wanted a girlfriend for his birthday.
Right.
So you did say that.
I mean, was your birthday wish? You blew the candle
he
out?
Said it
and,
you know what? It's funny how I didn't say those exact words.
You kind of.
I said that.
Well, you're not supposed to say a wish out loud. So
true.
Yeah.
You inferred it. He inferred it.
Some guy
Everyone in the room could tell what the wish was.
Yeah.
Somebody just called in and said Hugh dated his godmother in Atlanta.
Yeah, It was
very awkward.
So sounds like it.
Kylie Kelsey and Jason tried to help him create a dating profile. We're getting there. Any advice for Hugh?
Well, so I met my wife on Bumble.
There you go.
So you can find love. Bumble. Yeah. Now I feel like is Bumble even still a thing anymore?
I don't know. We were looking more for the senior profile.
They're all still around kicking.
So what
I'm
would
not
my advice
to date
be?
Nobody my age though. I'm a little bit too old.
Well, no, we're putting on silver.
Have you picked the photos out yet?
No, not yet.
I feel like I would lean into like the former Eagle thing.
For real?
I would, yeah. Of course. You gotta
it couldn't hurt.
Yeah. I mean you earned that title. You're not
is that
like
right?
Yeah,
so
that's
hey.
What I would do.
Now,
I feel like you're a photogenic
be modest
guy.
About it, former Eagle or Eagles Hall of Famer?
I would put Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Should I lean into like get to go to the games?
There you go.
I leaned into that, and I'm a reporter. I didn't even play for the team.
He's just a beat writer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're going to be writing checks your ass can't
cash. You got to play to your strengths.
Tickets to the game.
I can see Scott. Well, I had to ask Scott for the tickets. I ain't going to buy them.
Well, hold on. That's how you get used. I mean, you're offering tickets
to
a game.
True. Yeah,
but
yeah, I can't.
I would say you got to make your best pitcher the first one.
Is that right?
It's like a quick, you know, you're just.
But see, my thing is this. Should I be myself or should I like wear my suit?
Oh, definitely
should I put
don't
the
be
suit
yourself.
Pick?
I think you
don't
should be
put
yourself.
The suit pick.
So I should trap them right first and then be like, ha ha.
They're dating switch. A reverend. You
he
can't
shows
put
up
pick.
In yeah shorts and a yeah
and a t-shirt.
Yeah,
like ha.
Wow,
gotcha.
This guy dresses up nice. Oh no, he doesn't. All right, Elliot, we appreciate.
Well,
the
good
help.
Luck. I'm excited to hear all about this.
I
think you'll do well.
I
think you'll do well.
And we'll talk about it on the air. Whatever happens.
We'll have to have her on.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's the goal. Yeah.
That won't go well.
That's the goal. All right, we appreciate it. There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks, 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up. Hughes, clues, guesses. And we also have to get to Lizardo's night last night. And who was not happy with the umpire behind home plate? None of us were, but Jesus let him hear it. What he had to say, that's coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.